We are looking at about 50 degrees under sunny skies. Let's check in with our Washington correspondent, Michael Hiblin. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Doug. Doing well.
What's going on in D.C.?
Well, it was a rough week for President Clinton. It began Monday with the Clinton administration being blamed for some of the incident that occurred in Waco, Texas. But Attorney General Janet Reno and President Clinton surprised many by accepting the blame for the situation, saying they dealt with it as best they could. And more bad news for President Clinton came Wednesday morning when the Senate was, for the fourth time, unsuccessfully getting a cloture to end the Republican filibuster of Clinton's economic plan. And the bill has now effectively been killed. Now the president is trying to find out what the Republicans and Democrats do agree on and go from there to form a new economic program.
Boy, it must be discouraging for the former governor to run on this platform of change and making all these, you know, having all these grandiose plans and then basically finding out it's gridlock as normal.
Sure, and you almost hear him saying a lot of the same things that President Bush was saying a few years back. That Congress is hard to work with and gridlock. And so, yeah, it must be very frustrating for him. Political analysts are calling this a very critical time for the Clinton administration because this was the president's first major battle with Congress, mm-hmm. and he lost it. Also, this comes at a time that has traditionally been a time when people begin to look back at the president's success so far, and that's because the end of the president's first 100 days will come next week. And already, news media in Washington is beginning to analyze the president's performance so far. And quite a bit of what's coming out has been very critical. And one of the things a lot of people have been harping over is that there's still many high positions in the Clinton administration that have yet to be filled. And, of course, looking back, a most notable problem has been the president's problems with Congress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even people he's had to fight within his own party, namely people like Senator Sam Nunn of Georgia. And you can probably expect to see quite a few look-back specials and those type of things coming up next week to look back at these first 100 days.
Should be interesting. Michael Hiblin, our Washington correspondent. Mike, have a good week. Talk to you again next Friday, if not sooner.
Okay, thanks, Doug.
8:25, Paul Harvey coming up at 8:30, and open line Friday between 9 and 10. Let's turn to legal matters right now. Here is Lou Adler.